I think I'm mourning, you guys. Yeah, I'm not gonna try to steal the lines from the show because this is a community for beasts, so I'm allowed to say that, I guess. This is gonna be my audio blog for this site, especially. You can, you know, commune with me on the page. I'm not gonna try to be, you know, Raiden Link. This is Ron, aka Raiden. I'm just gonna talk random topics to you guys. I used to be a podcaster back in the day because I, you know, my early life, I used to be DJ, entertainer, slash waiter, slash everything else. So, you know, that's just me. About me, I'm considering myself friendly, approachable, even though not many people know what kind of show I get involved to. That's another tale to tell another day, because I was just like being me all the time. I hate being a character that, barely existed, especially in video games. A lot of people says like, "Wow, dude, you sound like that particular character in the video game." In fact, I involved with a voiceover, voiceover work in Skyrim. All right, it's a popular mod, so they want a really good voice to represent Nord. So I built a lot of accents that were familiarized with Polish accent, and then I mixed the Swedish one and the German one, and pull it like a Franken language. You know, I was like blown away with the mod performances. I was like, "Whoa, that is me." So I was killing myself all over again in Skyrim using a bastard sword with a really cheap metal. I was like, "Why do you do that, man?" So, you know, it's an interesting journey and working with the mods, especially on Skyrim. I wish always it's a real job and that I can work with Bethesda, because it's one of those times that you have the privileges to say, "Oh, I work with Elder Scrolls franchise." No, it's not like that, you know. I wish I can say that in the ego boost, but you know, it's how it was, you guys. You know, this part where you wish you could do that, you know, it's a trip, at least for me. Yeah, you know, it's basically it's part of the experience. About the podcast, I used to have a podcast channel around 5,000 listeners a month. You know, I was talking random stuff about it. It's more like, you know, Good Mythical Morning Show, but it's just only me. I'm just talking, you know, random stuff. I might able to revive the show back on here, making just like standalone podcast, so everybody can comment below you can go crazy on the comments. I get one of those swears comments that really make me laugh. I was like, "Whoa, why is people says this kind of word? It sounds like vulgar." So, you know, I can talk. So, part of my, inspiration, of course, is Red and Link, because I've been joining their work since, not day one, since episode 3 of Good Morning, Lincoln Chia. It was really weird show. What I think at first, it's a show that explain day-to-day lives, you know, people studying random stuff, and then we talk about that. That's basically what this show represent about, because a lot of people can feel like, "What is this show is all about? Tasting food and talking random topics." Good Mythical Morning, or Good Mythical Morning More, is actually represent on what we studied on real life. This guy's just trying to just let it out there. But it's, experience on self stories. They did it. Whether it's just test food or crazy journey, I watched every episode and I fell in love with this people. It's an amazing individual that a lot of people misunderstood. And I'm here to explain why I like this show and why is it informative. Not fully 100%, 98% most of it informative, and you can put it to good use. And it's effective. It's a really good show. I suggest to all people in the world just watch it. It's a good show. So anyway, this is Ron. I'll see you guys later on.